hurt, that will be another token. That we may show thee some of our greater portents, go thou unto Pharaoh. Lo, he hath transgressed the bounds.
قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي واجعل لي وزيرا من اهلي هارون اخي اشدد به ازري واشركه في امري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا انك كنت بنا بصيرا قال قد اوتيت سؤلك يا موسى.
Moses said, My Lord, relieve my mind and ease my task for me, and loosen not from my tongue, that they may understand my saying. Appoint for me a henchman from my folk, Aaron, my brother. Confirm my strength with him, and let him share my task, that we may glorify thee much, and much remember thee. Lo, thou art ever seeing us. He said, Thou art granted thy request, O Moses.
وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى أَنِ اقْذِفِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ فَاقْذِفِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني إذ تمشي أختك فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا فلبثت سنين في أهل مدين ثم جئت على قدري يا موسى.
And indeed, another time already we have shown thee favor, when we inspired in thy mother that which is inspired, saying, Throw him into the ark, and throw it into the river, then the river shall throw it onto the bank, and there an enemy to me, and an enemy to him shall take him, and I endued thee with love from me, that thou mightest be trained according to my will. When thy sister went and said, Shall I show you one who will nurse him? And we restored thee to thy mother, that her eyes might be refreshed and might not sorrow. And thou didst kill a man, and we delivered thee from great distress, and tried thee with a heavy trial. And thou didst tarry years among the folk of Midian. Then camest thou hither by my providence, O Moses.
واصطنعتك لنفسي اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
And I have attached thee to myself. Go thou and thy brother with my tokens, and be not faint in remembrance of me. Go both of you unto Pharaoh. Lo, he hath transgressed the bounds. And speak unto him a gentle word, that peradventure he may heed or fear. They said, Our Lord, lo, we fear that he may be beforehand with us, or that he may play the tyrant. He said, Fear not, lo, I am with you twain, hearing and seeing.
فَأْتِيَاهُ فَقُولَا رسول ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم قد جئناك بآية من ربك والسلام على من اتبع الهدى إنا قد أوحي إلينا أن العذاب على من كذب وتولى.
So go ye unto him and say, Lo, we are two messengers of thy Lord. So let the children of Israel go with us, and torment them not. We bring thee a token from thy Lord, and peace will be for him who followeth right guidance. Lo, it hath been revealed unto us that the doom will be for him who denieth and turneth away.
قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَىٰ قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَابٍ لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا وسلك لكم فيها سبلا وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به أزواجا من نبات شتى كلوا وارعوا أنعامكم إن في ذلك لآيات لأولي النهى.
Pharaoh said, Who then is the Lord of you twain, O Moses? He said, Our Lord is he who gave unto everything its nature, then guided it aright. He said, What then is the state of the generations of old? He said, The knowledge thereof is with my Lord in a record. My Lord neither erreth nor forgetteth. Who hath appointed the earth as a bed, and hath threaded roads for you therein, and hath sent down water from the sky, and thereby we have brought forth diverse kinds of vegetation, saying, Eat ye and feed your cattle. Lo, herein verily are portents for men of thought.
You're listening to Shabnam Radio 770 on your dial. This is a special segment of the program where we call Salons Canada, as we do it on television, and today we're doing it in the loving memory and in dedication to the late Zoraida Aziz Shalabi, my eldest sister. And it was brought to you by the children of the late Abdul Aziz and, of course, our dear mother Lazina. Right now, however, we wanted to welcome, as I have so many questions, but I'm sure he would be able to address it all as collectively for us, how we should be prepared and what we should be doing this Ramadan. I'm sure you have many questions. And I sought out one of the finest scholars in our community, locally here in Toronto. Want to welcome Imam Slimi of the Saida Khatija Center. Welcome to the program, Sheikh. Salaamu Alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Richard Aziz, thank you for having me. First and foremost, again, I give you my condolences for the demise of your sister. In our belief, she is a martyr. She is a shaheeda, inshallah. May Allah put her in the best abode in Jannah. And we pray for you and the family. And she is the, the person we're talking about today and commemorating. She's inshallah in a better place. Our heartfelt condolences to you and your loved ones, and may Allah give you patience, and may Allah make her abode in the highest ranks in Jannah.
Thank you, Sheikh, and I appreciate the du'as and your message I got, and I just didn't get a wrong to respond. I dealing with this. I want to ask you, because for those who are listening, if we could bring some comfort, as it comforted me when I was told that when someone passed in this type of situation, they are considered a shaheed. Could you tell us and our listeners a little bit how and why and what becomes of that person and their soul?
Okay, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, do you know He said, do you know who Shaheed is? They said, the one who dies fighting for his country or, you know, in a war. He said, then you are counting only a few as Shaheed in my Ummah. He said, Shaheed is more than that. A person who dies because of virus, we say ta'un, person who dies drowning, person who's caught in fire and dies as victim of, blazing fire. These are, or someone with a disease such as cancer, these are all considered martyr because of the pain they go through. And also, there is no such thing normal death, but usually we call someone who dies because of old age the organs fail and all of that. We call that normal because people of old age and weakness. But anything outside that, cancer, virus, fire, accident, being shot, that falls if a person is a good person and happens to die in such way. He or she is considered a martyr. So it's not martyr always fighting. It's someone who really struggles and fights a disease that is very hard. And the COVID-19, according not only to me, to many scholars, all the people who die. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those, and listen, 1400 years ago, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about quarantine. And he said, if this virus, and call it ta'un, this disease, which is hidden, invisible, a visible enemy, if it comes in a country, do not come out of it. And if you hear of it in a country, don't go to it. And whoever is patient and listens and does his or her best and stays there, meaning abide with the regulations of quarantining so he does not or she does not spread the disease, and at the end of it does not survive it and dies, he is a shaheed and all his or her sins will be forgiven. So to the Aziz family, to your family, we say, to the Shalabi family, to Allah belongs what he took and to him what he gave. So be patient and expect to see your sister again in a better life, in an everlasting life. And this is the tradition of the people, of our people, of Muslims. And this is what we believe. No pain goes in vain. Everything is going to be rewarded.
Sheikh, I want to say, it's a blessing to me and my family that we had the opportunity when we were back at, after burying my father, you came and you gave us some word of encouragement. And again, by accident today, we were sorting out some answers and you came up again. You left me a beautiful, beautiful message, which I conveyed to my mother and the rest of the family. So thank you. May Allah continue to reward you.
But
I also am so happy to have you on because, there's so much that has been done at the Saida Khatija. And by the way, I heard that your live stream now, there are lots of, how many thousands of people watching and in enjoying and receiving the blessing of it for Juma. 9,000 views for Juma. Your lecture had 7,500 views, I noticed. So what can we do in preparation and how would we spend this coming Ramadan based on the current situation in the world?
Well, based on the current situation, this looks like it's going to go anytime soon. Although people are anxious, they have to realize, we heard today, Singapore is having a second wave, and Singapore, one of the best countries that controlled it, and South Korea and Japan. So a lot of countries are having second wave because they thought they can come back. There is no more the normal we know. Gone. Forget that for years. People, they're going to have to go back and observe social distancing, no more too much touching and this. They're going to have life as we know it has changed. This is not a pessimistic thing, but this is the reality. So we need to be ready for reality. But we have also to understand that patience pays back immensely in great rewards. People need to be patient. And our religion teaches us patience. And Ramadan teaches us to be patient. And we have to understand, if we don't quarantine, if we don't stay home, yes, even for religious duties, then this thing will spread. And I'm very afraid, Brother Richard, please use your radio show. Tell people not to summon and have Taraweeh in their homes and cluster cousins and relatives. That is the worst thing. It's better to have a mosque open than have those gatherings. At least mosques that masajid have space. However, we follow, we abide, we work with the authorities. As Muslims, we understand very well this is part of our religion. Protection and life takes precedence and takes, priority over any other considerations, because preserving life is the highest priority in Islam. And this is the reason why we say to people to pray home, and we use the means. We're very lucky to live at this time and age that we have the telecommunication, so advanced, and we have the internet and online. At Sayyida Khadija Center, we've been doing internet since the inception. Since we opened 2009, our Taraweeh, our khutbah is live. You know, I used to have an online TV back since 2005. Then I moved to TV for 5 years. Then I came out back to the internet. So alhamdulillah, we use YouTube, Facebook, whatever social media to convey the messages. We built a good crowd over the years. It took us years. However, everybody can do it. If you have your loved ones and your friends and followers and people that you have made a difference in their lives and they love you, respect you, they're going to come to you in times of hardship. So the masajid should look for their people, their backbone, their pillars. Every mosque, every congregation should be built, not because of the building or the board or administration. It has to be built by the people. And it is the people now that are there to support and be there. So that's how we do it. So what do we do in Ramadan? We fast normal. We fast Ramadan. As I always say, Islam is practiced. 95% of Islam is outside the masjid, even more than 95%. So you can still practice Ramadan in your home. And this year is going to be different. It's going to be more family than social, which is even better. However, the Taraweeh, because Taraweeh are nafila, you can pray them home. What we do here, we say, although according to many scholars, majority you can't follow by internet, but you could actually use that recitation for your prayer. But the fard, the obligatory prayer, you pray it on your own or with your family, and you can listen to the Taraweeh, the lectures. You can still keep in touch with the community, still do donations. You can even do donations online. Today, Brother Richard and Brother Farouk is with me here. We're doing drive-through food drop-off. And we're collecting food and going over to the families who are in need. We're preparing Ramadan packages. These are the things we do at Sayyida Khadija Center. Feeding is our priority. As much as praying, we also do the feeding of the shelters, women's shelters, halfway homes, old age homes. We take the food and we are communicating with the peer region. They're guiding us how to do it by, observing the PPE. All of these things we are applying. We try to do our best, and other mosques, mashallah, they're doing also the same thing, or some of them even better.
So I also know it's a drop-off, and it's a huge space we have at the Sayyida Khadija. So we drop off the containers and some of the items that are required. Could you give us a quick list of some of the stuff that we're looking for?
We're just doing non-perishable now. We're not doing no meat. This virus is very tricky, and it can survive the cold, and we don't want any of this. So what we're doing, we're dropping off bags, whether rice bags or anything that is bag or box, cereal, in one place, and then we put the cans, whether it's veggies, whether it's beans, whether it's anything. So, and we're sorting them out. Then tomorrow, we start sorting out and prepare Ramadan packages for families. We try to look after our area first, per region. Then if we have more, we give. We have requests from Scarborough, from Markham, from Pickering. But we don't have the people who can go. Sometimes we get the people, sometimes we don't. But we want to focus. If everyone focuses on his area and his people, the world will be a better place. So that's what we try to do. We serve also Etobicoke, a little bit west of Toronto, and we cook the food every week and carry it to the different places. We're going to do also the help from frontline workers. We're going to cook meals every week or twice a week and take it to them.
Well, again, there's so much, and I know it. Even today you were doing a class, and the volunteers at the Sayyida Khadija, and those of you who have been there would see how clean and spacious and big. Now, there's another interesting thing I was very surprised about. We know about the restaurants like the McDonald's, etc. They're only opening for drive-thru. We understand that now the Sayyida Khadija Center would be doing iftar drive-thru pickups. Tell us a little bit about that and how it works.
Because we have a generous community, as you know, and you know very well the community, they said this is Ramadan, we have to sponsor. I have people who want to sponsor the whole month. We're just looking at logistics. So we have our team. We have two chefs, actually, former owners of restaurants, and also another lady, she's also a chef. These three people are trained, they have a food safety certificate, they are trained how to handle the food. They are also going to be observing. We're working also with the authorities how to do it, and they helped us and guided us and gave us workshop and all of the material. And now we're going to cook the food, and families are sponsoring it. And then between 6 and 8 p.m., people will drive through without coming out of their car. There will be a table. They pick up things from the table while they're in their car. If they have 10 people in their family, they'll take 10 boxes. And these boxes are very special, microwavable, if they wanted to warm up. The food from the pot to the box to them should not be more than half an hour, and they take it home and eat it. So this is basically, we're trying to do, next week will be our first week, so we don't know how many people will show up. But usually we do 500 to 600. In the last 10 days, we do 800 meals.
Well, I want to say, mashallah, and congratulations to you, the volunteers, and for taking this initiative. If someone wanted to contact, I have the numbers which I would share with our listeners a little bit. I would tell them a little bit at 3 o'clock. I believe it comes to an end at a drop off, but maybe if you're listening and you want to drop by, I would give you Brother Faruqi number. He would be able to stay back another hour maybe to pick up and collect anything you would like to give. I want to thank you very, very, very much. You know that it is, those of you who don't know, I happen to know, you can't get in that kitchen even under normal circumstance. You cannot, as even a board of directors, just walk in that kitchen during masjid hours. It's strict protocol when it comes to the kitchen. And of course, Sister Rose and the rest up there working so hard. Now it's just a minimum of three people. They are practicing social distancing. They are preparing under strict guidance by the Peel authorities. So that's coming up. We would remind you more about it. And I want to say thank you, Sheikh. But before I let you go, I was wondering, there are so many people that are shut in, even before this COVID, the seniors, the old folks. I was wondering if you could make a short supplication, a dua for us.
Sure.
For all our listeners, please.
Sure. Well, the best dua is dua in these times we say, and I'll say it in Arabic and I'll translate. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wa al-akhirah. Oh Allah Almighty, we seek your protection in this life and the hereafter. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wa al-afiyah fi dinina wa dunyana wa ahlina wa malina. Oh Allah Almighty, we seek your pardon and forgiveness, and we seek your protection in our matters of deen and dunya, and in our family and in our property. Allahumma astur awratina wa ammir rawatina. Oh Allah, cover our mistakes and our weaknesses, and give us peace in our hearts so we don't have no anxiety, no fear of the future. Allahumma ahfadna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shama'ina wa fawqina wa na'udhu bi'azamatika min an nughtala min tahtina. Oh Allah, protect us from the right, from the left, from above, from beneath, from the front, from the back. Oh Allah, give us peace. Give us the right mind to think in the right way. Ameen, ameen. Wa salli Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
Thank you very much, Sheikh, and I wish you could thank make you some more time to join us here. You're very inspirational, and thank you. And let me tell you, one of your traces that I admire, you're very, very, very high in demand locally and internationally, and even when you're in the masjid, your congregation would love to see you every Friday, but yet still, you take time and you go to other masjid to give khutbah. I must compliment you. You're a true leader, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you and your family.
Thank you, and please convey my condolences to the whole family again. Thank you.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
That's it, spiritual leader at the Saida Khatija Center. And again, they're doing their food drive. They're open right now. If you'd like to drive through and drop off, you could even drop off finance. They could do that and make a necessary purchase for you. The drive through, you go through the drive through entrance and you can drop off this accepting canned goods and non-perishable food. We ask you, please visit their website to learn more about the time for prayer at the Saida Khatija, so you can log on and watch their Facebook or their website at www.skccenter.com. That's skccenter.com. That's skccenter.com. Their address is at 7150 Edward Boulevard in Mississauga. That's 7150 Edward Boulevard in Mississauga. Now, I would do something else. I would give you Brother Faruqi's telephone number. If you'd like to give him a call and see if he could give you any more assistance with direction information. And his number is 416-540-9819. 416-540-9819. That's his personal cell number. But you know what? He just celebrated a birthday, so maybe you want to wish him a happy birthday. Once again, we thank you. Thank you indeed. This is Radio Shabdam. Richard Aziz keeping you company on a Saturday. As we get prepared for the upcoming Ramadan, we watch out for the moon and the sighting of the moon. And again, you can also view the Tarabi prayer at E-Awaz TV. They're carrying it live every night after Isha.
Raat kali ek khab mein aaye.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and you're air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Visit laparkan.com.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatak's home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Visit Jerry Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Jerry Auto Vika, 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Jerry Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Jerry Auto Repair, doing it right.
When your business needs today's best accounting and tax services, there's just one place to turn, FortisAccounting.ca. Let our professional staff make sure your bookkeeping is handled from A to Z. And don't worry about the tax man, we'll handle him too. That's FortisAccounting.ca. Why go anyplace else? We are redefining the way your bookkeeping, accounting, and business intelligence is managed. Our methods of paperless workflows and automated payments allow for real-time data that delivers insight that can help you achieve your personal and business goals. That's FortisAccounting.ca. It's smart accounting for smart businesses.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
That's right, and hello to Andy and Krish and to all those who are struggling with their businesses. Listen, we are here to keep you company, and listen, anything we can do to assist you, please, let me just say this, no cost. Just send me the info. If you are opening up as a restaurant, if you have catering that you're offering, anything at all, we'd like to hear and we share it with our listeners, all right? If you're having a fundraiser like that, would follow the guidelines of the city and the health department, and you want to do a fundraiser, we could pass the word out. We would be happy to do so. Also want to say thank you to the so many of you who have texted and messaged me regarding the passing of my sister. You know, it's very, very, I want to say the word strange, because it's like I got a phone call, my sister passed, and I hung up. I would try to talk to my siblings on the phone. But you know, it's like life goes on, like normal. I didn't change and go to a funeral. I didn't. We had that group chat where we were able to Zoom and have a Quran reading and observe the 3 days and everything else. But still, and it was wonderful to see so many cousins and relatives from all over the world. But, you know, not going to a funeral, not going and get your shoes in the mud and partake in the funeral and come home hungry, cold and tired. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to put my hands on it. It's difficult. It's weird. It's strange. But I take comfort knowing that my sister was a person who tried to be the best Muslim she can. And from the testimonials and the emails and the messages of short snippets of stories about her life and who she touched and how she touched them, it makes me very, very proud. And to know that she was a practicing Muslim, she was a trying Muslim. And, you know, she was married to Saeed Shalabi, who, as an Egyptian, they try their best to be good Muslims. And alhamdulillah, I want to believe that Allah would grant her, is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes down to it, to grant her a place in Jannah, and we make dua and supplication for that. You would agree with me that with the passing of a child, you know, we were gathering via Zoom, and I was saying to my family members, my sister doesn't have a husband or a child to represent or to speak to and comfort. But even if they did, I think we should look to and care for the parents, especially a mother. So today, as I always speak about and to my mother, I wanted to speak to her today directly to say to you, Ma, we love you. We know it was your first child. We know she was a young girl. She did everything a good child would do. And she's no longer there. You wouldn't hear her voice. You wouldn't get those phone calls. But you have the rest of us to love and be with you. And we share your grief and sorrow. Wanted to dedicate this selection to my sisters and brothers. As we would, and I failed to do that today, with regret, I announce the passing of Zoraida Jenny Zori Shalabi, the eldest daughter of the late Abdul Isahak and his wife Lazina. Left behind her sisters Shireen, Cheryl, Roel, also known as Richard, Annie, also known as Sharida, Alim, Nadia, Andre, and Imran. She was laid to rest, and today, 1 week after her passing, we are paying a special tribute to her. I'd like to dedicate this selection to my nieces, nephews, and to our loving mother.
again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Indeed. 770 WTOR, Richard Aziz, keeping you company. And we just heard from, you know, Adam's mother. He remembered Adam. And I keep mentioning her name on this program. Always wonder how she's doing. And she just gave me a call to extend condolences. Thank you. And pass on condolences to my mother especially. And it's hard for a mother to bury a child indeed. Well, we continue with the program right now. We are celebrating a birthday. Denise Sukhdev, Derry Sukhdev's daughter, and Devika. Happy, happy birthday to you from mommy, your brothers, Derek, sister Denise, and not forgetting, sorry, you, Denise, and Delcy, of course, Devika and Derry. Wishing you a happy, happy birthday.
मेरा भोला है भंडारी करे नंदी की सवारी भोलेनाथ.
Hanuman's blessing going out to you. She was featured today on the Hanuman Chalisa segment of Om Canada on television. A beautiful lady indeed. She's celebrating her 25th birthday. And what a little mother she is. When you go to the house, she takes over, put her parents to sit, and she does the hosting.
शंकर नाथ रे मेरे साथ रे तू मेरे साथ रे तमाम सृष्टि का सार तू है विकार तू निर्विकार तू है कहूँ क्या बारे में तेरे भोले असीम तू है अपार तू है सुबह पे शंभो है वास तेरा निगाह में भी निवास तेरा समाए दिल में है तेरी सूरत वजूद मुझ में है खास तेरा गंगा सोहे
जिसके केशा करता मंगल जो हमेशा भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे तू ही त्रिपुरारी कैलाशी तू ही दुख भंजन
हाय एंड हु वी हैव ऑन द लाइन
Hi, Richard, Mumtaz.
Mumtaz, how are you doing, my brother?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, much. And so many people and so many family of mine, they've gone and
you know,
friends.
There's a lot of Guyanese. I heard from New Jersey, there were like seven or eight funerals related to close members of the Guyanese community. And I mean, that's a lot.
A lot of our friends, school friends have gone. Young boy, 60.
So we have to be careful, you know?
Of course. So stay safe.
And Ramadan Kareem to you, my brother. Please, Mubarak please be safe, okay?
Thank you to everyone, too.
Assalamu alaikum. Hey, happy birthday also to Kamal Hamid, celebrating his birthday. Hey, Kamal, how are you doing? Well, let me find out. We have to play something for Kamal also.
खुद ही विष का प्याला दुनिया को अमृत दे डाला भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे कुल सृष्टि का चक्र चलाए बिन गौरा
Also to a very very special friend of mine
शंकर नाथ रे मेरा भोला है भंडार
लीला जेरी बैंडन तन 65, and she's retired. A few days ago, she called to say, you know, I'm done working, I've retired, and she's celebrating a birthday. Happy, happy birthday, Leela. May Hanuman Baba bless you. You know, she's such a sweetheart indeed. We've known each other for many, many years. Those of you remember from Laramie, she was the daughter-in-law of Mr. Narayan, the fisherman, and she had been a friend ever since I've known her, has been a real strong supporter of yours truly, always assisting, even in the days when I had the restaurant. So to you, Leel, happy, happy birthday. Next week, we'll be doing something special for her on the TV. But right now, we want to dedicate this one to you, Leela, with lots of love from your husband, your children, your sister, Joycey, and Ben, and the gang. Happy, happy birthday, Leela. And I know my boy loved this one, Kamal Hamid. Happy birthday from, of course, Suzanne and your son, DJ Navi, Wendy, and the rest of the gang. Happy birthday.
से जागे आँख तुम्हीं से चार हुई रात कली एक ख्वाब में आई और गले चाहे कहो इसे मेरी मोहब्बत चाहे हंसी में खबर नहीं हो सके तुम ही बता दो चाहे कहो इसे मेरी मोहब्बत चाहे हंसी में उड़ा दो ये क्या हुआ मुझे मुझको खबर नहीं हो सके तुम ही
तो बड़ा शाज़िम एंड The Farooq family, thank you very much for your condolences. I promise to pass it on to my mother and my family. Thank you. Beautiful music on a Saturday. Hi, who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Is Aklima?
Hi, Aklima. Go right ahead. You understand? Beat the wishes.
To my brother Kamal Hamid. From all of us, all his sister, brothers, everybody in the States. And Richard, my deepest sympathy. I can't realize how you felt, eh? Because it's so sad. And you was there when we need you and my dad passed, eh?
Thank you very much.
Richard, can I say thank you to Dr. Cheryl Jagobin at the hospital, Toronto General.
Yeah, go ahead. You're
checking. She's my husband. She's checking up on us, and my niece that works at North York Hospital. They in this virus, eh? So
indeed, yes.
I want to, you know, just wish them all the best. Eh? I'm so worried. And my niece came over to stay with me to help, you know, Tracy's special needs.
Yes.
And we do not take her out, eh?
But take care of her and make sure she's safe with your family. And thank you for calling. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello, who we have on the line? Hello? Oh, sorry.
Joey Simon.
Hey, Joey. How are you doing? Hello,
Molly. I'm fine, Mamu. I just wanted to say how sorry I am. On behalf of me, my family, we send sympathy, empathy, and condolences to you and your family on your unfortunate loss.
Thank you, Mamu. Thank you.
Take care and stay safe and well.
Thank you very much. And Vic Sarju, I'm glad to see my friend. He's listening. A dear brother, indeed. Kamal sending his condolences also. Thank you very much. And those of you calling, I can't take the call on the cell phone, of course. But thank you very much for all those who have been sharing Krasim and the gang. The lines are open, 416-620-1778. You know, growing up, you would agree, as a member of a large family, eight of us. There was one time five girls and just only me. So I was, of course, the only brother. And my father especially, I had to pull the chairs for my sister to sit. We had to eat with knife and fork on a Sunday. We couldn't go in a girl's purse. We cannot open somebody else's mail and stuff like that. My sisters would groom me and etiquettes and protocol about how to treat a young lady. But there's so many things I picked up and have memories of each one of my brothers and sisters. Special selections, special songs, special moments. And there's one song I wanted to share that would remind me always of Zoraida, coming up in a little bit. Hi, who we have on the line?
My name is Farida.
How are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Farida.
I would like to extend my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And to myself and family.
Thank you.
For the loss of your sister.
Thank you so much. And stay safe. This is serious. This is so real.
Yeah, we are trying to.
Thank you, my sister. By the way, I heard from Bibi and Mrs. Saga. I don't know the last name, but one of them is Richard Aziz, and he's married to one of the girls there. Even as we speak, Bibi, she's a hairdresser in Mississauga. She used to be Aline Mustafa hairdresser. They lost a family member, went in for knee surgery and didn't come out. She fell, broke both her knees, I believe, and she had knee surgery, didn't get over the anesthetic. And I heard about it and they were going to call. So at least next week we'll do a little tribute and pay tribute to her. Well, that special selection I wanted to share with you that
to
I always...
To 30 nanometers in length to
that?
Even look...
To remember... Zoraida. This one, I think, I would remember her with this one. This is Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. We'll Sing in the Sunshine by Bobby Bear and Skeeter Davis in memory of Zoraida Zuri Aziz.
I will never love you. The cost of love's too dear. But though I'll never love you, I'll live with you 1 year.
I'll sing to you each morning. I'll kiss you every night. But darling, don't cling to me. I'll soon
sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine. Then be on our way.
and I have gone away. You'll often speak about me, and this is what you'll say.
We sang in the sunshine, we laughed every day. We sang in the sunshine, then went on our way. Yes, we sang in the sunshine, then went on our way.
Shabnam Radio 770 WTOR. Last week and wrong this time, was having fun on the radio and heading home, wouldn't think that I had to receive the news that we did. But life goes on, indeed. And we'd always keep my dear sister in our memories. And again, thank you to those of you who have reached out to us on behalf of my mother, Lazina, and my brothers and sisters. Thank you. Thank you so much. Every one of us have to deal with this COVID thing, and we never know who it would strike next. You know, while we prepare to stay away and do that, I'm sure we're having that conversation. A lot of us probably don't realize, but we have the time now to put in place certain things. And let me tell you, don't shy away from it. A will. Prepare yourself. Explain to your family members what is required, when or what are your some of your wishes. A lot of us who probably don't practice any particular faith would always have the children fighting, and that's not fair. So as a parent, you should tell your kids exactly what you think they should do, because when you're not there, who knows what would happen, right? But make those preparations, have that conversation, make that final arrangement, even pre-plan your funeral arrangement. Our friends at Brampton Crematorium can help you with that. Some of you would like to use their facilities. But think about doing that and do it. I'm not saying, God forbid, anything would happen, but it's something we normally should do, right? Hi, who we have on the line?
Yeah, Richard, this is Rosila from Trinidad.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I give you my deepest condolence for your sister. I saw it on Facebook.
Thank you, sister.
I called to find out. So I'm giving you all my condolence.
Thank you.
May Allah give you strength, and you will be able to cope with it. All of us have to face that road.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you, Ramadan Mubarak, I know it will be very hard for you and your family, your wife, because of the passing of your sister, but we are all here with you, inshallah. And also, I want to send greetings to my brother, Kamal Hamid, who celebrates his birthday yesterday. So yes. I wish him all the best. May Allah give him the best health, most important thing, by the grace of Allah. And everything that he wants by the grace of Allah for Ramadan, he got it. Also, I like to send a greetings to all my brothers and sisters. May Allah bless them and keep them safe, the children, especially Tracy and my sister Aklima. May Allah bless her, because she always there with charity, giving it right away wrong. So may Allah reward her, maybe not all, but as long as she gets a little from Allah. And Allah help you and you get, go ahead.
Thank you, sister.
Very happy.
I
give you all my condolence to you, my dear. I give you.
Thank you.
So sorry.
Okay, can I say something now? You finished?
Oh, you will.
Okay, good. You made Kamal's day, I'm sure. Thank you very much for calling all the way from Trinidad. And thank you for your kind sentiments. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, as we get set to say goodbye, we want to quickly congratulate Adam and Zaira. 15 years. You know, I have a recording of all their greetings that I collected when we did a special for them on their wedding day, and I can't believe it's 15 years. I'm waiting to give it to them. Wow, I'll probably be doing the same for their children's wedding coming soon. Congratulations and best wishes going out to you all from, of course, Mom and Dad and all of us here and all the members of the Saida Khatija Center, including Brother Faruqi and Sister Shireen, all right? And thank you for your condolences and doors. Thank you very much. Well, as we get set to say goodbye, again, thank you for your prayers, and please continue making dua for my sister. May Allah grant her the highest place in Jannah. Thank you for all your concern and condolences. I want to leave you with this one as we welcome, I get set to welcome the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. To my mother, Lazina Ma, we love you. Mwah! And one from Zuri. Mwah! Till next time, Danyavad. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, log on to EOWAS Official on your computer, EOWAS TV, or go download the app at EOWAS Official and watch me again 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on the IP box. All right? Well, you know, it wouldn't be the same Shabnam for Ramadan if I didn't start with this. No, that's not it. Here we go. Until next time, Danyavad, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. And Ramadan Kareem. Bye-bye.
Views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਪੇਪਲ service tez sehal te surakhit money transfer
City of Brampton ne COVID-19 de phailato community di surakhya layi 5 to vadh di sankhya vich ikatthe hon, ik ghar vich na rehnde vyaktiyan ton 2 meter to ghat faasle te khadan, playground, outdoor sports facilities, picnic shelters, leash-free dog parks, recreation centers de duale di jagah te parking lots di varton te sakht pabandi laga ditti hai. Inna kanuna di ullangana layi $100,000 tak da jurmana hovega. Park facility di varton karan layi 905-874-211 te call karo te 5 to zyada di gathering report karan layi 311 1 ਤੇ ਕਾਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਘਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ, ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ, ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ, ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ, ਹਨੀਕੈਂਪਸ, ਪਲੀਟਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ। ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ, ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ। ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 416-803-1043 ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com।
ਫੈਲਣ ਤੋਂ ਰੋਕੋ, ਕੋਵਿਡ 19 ਜਾਨਲੇਵਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ, ਹੁਣੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਮਲ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਚਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕੋਵਿਡ 19 ਦਾ ਫੈਲਾਅ ਰੋਕਣ ਲਈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠਿਆਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ। ਘਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਹੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਹੈ। ਘਰ ਰਹਿਣ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ, ਦੋਸਤ ਅਤੇ ਗੁਆਂਢੀ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ। ਆਪਣਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਨਿਭਾਓ, ਘਰ ਰਹੋ। ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ontario.ca/coronavirus ਉੱਤੇ ਜਾਓ। ਅੰਟੈਰੀਓ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਰੀ।
ایک ضروری اعلان، اگر آپ کو گلوز اور سینیٹائزرز کی ضرورت ہے اور آپ چاہتے ہیں کہ آپ کو ہوم اور بزنسز پہ ڈیلیور کیا جائے تو آج ہی بو علی کو 647-294-6656 پر کال کیجئے، دیٹ از 647-294-6656۔